It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Last week, we began a new series of segments that we're going to hear over the summer, examining the strengths and weaknesses of the Inland Empire economy compared to the economies in our neighboring coastal counties. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Dr. Husing says the first step in determining an economic strategy for job growth and a higher quality of life for Inland Empire residents and workers is assessing the advantages and disadvantages of our local economy relative to the coastal economies. Dr. Husing says, for instance,
it's obviously clear that this area is producing a lot of blue-collar and technical jobs. It's roughly one out of every four jobs created in this area. So there's a lot of growth going in, particularly in construction, in logistics, and to some extent in manufacturing. So that is a positive. On the negative side, what we see strong growth in the high-end sectors. There is strong growth in healthcare, but that's about it. In the last 7 years, we've seen almost no growth outside of healthcare in high-paying jobs. And that is things like sort of the STEM subjects, anything that needs mathematics, engineering, science, those programming, those sectors just haven't been. They've only accounted for 1.5% of job growth from 2011 through so far in 2017, so going on 8 years.
So in California, where are those jobs?
Whereas here, we see the combination of healthcare and those jobs, again, almost all of it healthcare, at 12% of job growth 2011 through so far in 2017. That's in the Inland Empire. Mm-hmm. Statewide, it's 27 to 28%. So it's less than half. And like I said, almost all of that is healthcare. Whereas statewide, you see a lot of growth in engineering firms, in programming firms, a lot of the sorts of things that go on in Orange County, up in Silicon Valley, over on Silicon Beach, I think they call it over in Orange County. In L.A. County. You see a lot of that going on, but certainly not in the Inland Empire. We have a few stars. You got Esri over in Redlands.
Mm-hmm. On the healthcare side, there's Loma Linda.
Well, healthcare, the area is doing as well or better than the state.
Really?
But that's about it. And a lot of that is because the area has to catch up. So even as the healthcare market does whatever it does with the kind of stuff coming out of Washington, D.C., we still have healthcare way behind the state in terms of the number of people each healthcare has to serve. We're about 25% above the state average in terms of the number of residents in this area each healthcare worker has to be able to help. It shows up in long lines, difficulty to get appointments, all of that sort of stuff.
So what you're saying is that healthcare is strong in the Inland Empire, relatively speaking to other sectors, but still not strong enough.
It isn't as strong as it needs to be given the size of our population. Now, again, all bets
and the need of the fact that so many people are underserved in healthcare in this region,
particularly given our poverty rates and other things that tend to cause people to need more healthcare than average. Yeah, in that respect, we are the worst served region on a number of healthcare workers to population in the state, even worse off than the Central Valley.
But you say, again, on the other hand,
it is growing.
It is growing. Okay,
it is growing.
So this is just a dilemma that we have to grow out of. Then we have.
But
to
so, but on the positive and negative, the positives, blue collar, very strong, or technical, very strong. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, and healthcare, very strong. But on the other hand, the rest of the high-paying sectors, unbelievably weak. And therein lies the dilemma that we face as a particular region. And so one of the things that when you talk to people, people would like to see the blue-collar technical sectors and healthcare continue to be strong because they offer a lot of opportunity to people that are marginally educated. On the other hand, there are people who really want to see that high end grow and feel like we undersell the area if we don't put some focus on that and try and figure out why it hasn't grown faster and how do we fix it.
What are the other sectors you're talking about, the high end sectors that leaders are looking to get here?
First of all, it would be your office-based sectors that are professionals. So lawyers and accountants, financial planners, folks of like that. Then there is all the engineering-related, whether it's engineering-related to residential construction or just engineering firms in general. Then there is the whole field of information processing. Our information processing in the last year, for instance, was negative. We lost jobs. Huh. Even though we were a very rapidly growing area. So that's a whole piece of the puzzle.
Now, when you say information processing, are you talking about everything from server centers to data input? Or?
Well, I'm talking about the Googles and
I see.
So those folks. That you're also talking about exactly what you just said, data centers, and right down to people who can come out and help small businesses understand what software they need, install it, bring it up, get it going for them.
And so we're really lacking in that area. Is that because of a lack of training or education? Or
all of these sectors,
focus on it,
in all of these sectors, the fundamental issue is education of the local population, whether it's AA and above or BA and above. And I'll talk about those as we go along in terms of strengths. And in those cases, the weakness is in the area.
Dr. Husing will be back next week. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.